Background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme musicians come and play, playing right there. It's time for another edition, our 383rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota as our theme wraps up right there. Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 6 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 86 degrees, our current temperature, and bright sunshine here in Central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. George Palma. George, how are you doing?
Good morning to everyone.
Well,
good morning.
And where are you at today, George?
I'm in the house.
At home, huh?
Air conditioned.
There you go. And where do you make home, George?
Brownton, Minnesota.
Brownton, Minnesota. Right in town or out on the farm?
In town.
In town. Okay. Is that where you're born and raised, or did you grow up out in the country?
No, I was born and raised by a little town, Vesely, between New Prague and Lonsdale.
Okay.
On a farm and... So anyway,
sure.
About 20 some years ago, I moved here.
Okay. So you got to grow up milking cows and making hay and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You got your background there. All right. And you mentioned you were making hay the other day. Did you help somebody out?
Yeah, Gordy Prochaska.
Oh, you helped Gordy. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we had about 5 wagon loads, but it was miserable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's some hot weather. So, but did you get it put up without rain?
Well, yeah, we got it all up without rain, but actually I actually got too dry on us, I thought.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was real dusty and the leaves were falling off and, you know, sometimes on alfalfa you don't want that. I thought it was rather dry, but.
Sure, sure. Okay. So, George, where'd you go to school then as you were growing up?
Well, we had a little school in Vesely, went to school there to the 6th grade, then they consolidated with Vesely, Newmarket, and Lonsdale, and then the last 2 years of grade school, I went to Lonsdale, and then high school was in New Prague, Minnesota.
Oh, okay, very good. Did you go on to college or service or any of that?
Well, I went to Mankato Votech for ag mechanics for 2 years and graduated from there and then just been wrenching and working on rifles and putzing around houses.
There you go. Okay. So you didn't make music your full-time profession. You've done something else to put food on the table?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it was, well, before all this stuff started, you know, the previous year we had to cancel about 27 jobs.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you know, I could tell that we weren't playing, you know.
Yep, stuff, it makes a difference for sure. Yeah.
You know, and I miss seeing all the people and stuff.
You bet. Well, where did you start with your music career? Did you play in the school band at all, or did you start...
No, actually, I started concertina at kind of a late age. I was 27.
Okay.
And then you probably remember Ray Volek.
Yes, I do.
anyway, I think the first job we played was, I think after about 2 years of me practicing, we played a wedding in Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
Okay.
And Bobby Kail, and no, Bobby Kail wasn't with us that time. Was it Bobby Kail? Maybe it was Bobby Kail.
Okay.
I think Bobby Kail got us the job.
Okay. Very good. And so you had played prior to starting your own band, though, didn't you? Did you do some with Little Fishermen and some of those, or did they come after?
Well, I think afterwards. Gordy had me play on about a half a dozen tunes on one of his recordings. I forget if it was Bubbles in the Wine or if it was the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
I was featured on about four, five, six tunes.
Okay.
And then Gordy and I we play together every once in a while.
Oh, nice.
For nursing homes and stuff. And so anyway, that keeps us busy.
You bet. And that first band that you had there, that was, you mentioned Ray on the drums, and was it Neil Bonsack on tuba, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. That's over 30 years ago already.
Isn't that something? Holy cow. Yeah. And you still, well, it's hard to say, still coming up this way, playing up in northwest Minnesota, but you didn't for about a year, but you guys had been stopping through the meat market there, usually playing at Fergus Falls and some of those venues up that way.
We played there at least once a month
at
Fergus Falls.
Yeah.
Except in July, but they had us up there quite often, and I'm hoping that they started back up again. But otherwise, we've been playing up at Barnesville. A new owner took it over, and a pretty nice place, and actually we're going to be there, I think, on the 20th. 20th we'll be up at Barnesville, and that's usually, I think, 2 to 6 or 3 to 7. He kind of wants to have it a little bit later now, so.
Okay, and that's on a Sunday, huh? 20th.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. On Father's Day, play on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Well, in fact, I think we played there on Mother's Day.
Oh, you did. Well, that's what you call keeping it equal then. Well, very good, George. If you want to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor,
sure,
the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sure.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is a good one. It's our smoked bacon cheeseburger brat. The smoked bacon cheeseburger brat, a unique flavor that has you coming back for seconds and thirds. It starts with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned with our bacon cheeseburger seasoning and generous amounts of bacon and cheddar cheese. It's a great brat for in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week, you can come in taking 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. We also created two more new brats. They are a smoked butter garlic brat and a smoked French onion brat. Both have a very inviting flavor. Come in and try some for yourself. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking will be the St. Joe Men's Lions. What a great job they always do. Come out and roar just a little bit with a great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause, and yes, the Lions will be demoing those delicious bacon cheeseburger brats along with the brat sale. An excellent chance for you to do some sampling for free. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. Thank you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. George, for being our guest on the show, and I know you've been here before. You know how it works. We'll put up that meat package, send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and those around you would enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Well, it's wonderful. We are looking forward to it.
Well, great. That's good. Well, very good. Well, George, you've really worked yourself into quite the concertina player. What have you got now, 6 CDs out?
Yeah, we're working on a 7th one.
Working on number 7. That's awesome. I was going to say, as I was getting ready for the week, I've been listening to some of the different CDs, and boy, you've got some really nice numbers on all of those CDs. I couldn't imagine that there were still songs that you hadn't recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you found some good ones. Well, we'll be looking forward to that.
I'm going to have Clarence and Dolores Celeba on it with us, and feature some more Czech stuff.
Okay. Very good. And you are probably Czech by nationality?
100%.
100%. And you live in that Czech area, too, down there. So,
Yeah, I used to. Now I'm with all them Germans.
Oh, with the Germans over there in Broughton, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, George, as you were getting into concertina and stuff, first of all, what prompted you to pick up that concertina? Did you know somebody, or how'd you get into it?
Well, my neighbor, Billy Bartuszek, he was playing, and I could, if the wind was right, I could hear him practicing. We were only about a quarter mile apart, and both lived on farms, and we were good friends. And, that's probably not what prompted me, but I always liked old-time music, and Roman Rizak was a neighbor of ours, and I loved the Czech vocals that Eddie Smijek and Eddie Rizak used to do together, I don't know. It just was in my blood, I guess. And then one day I just decided to give it a try, and I guess the rest is history.
You bet. Who would you look up to? Who were the concertina players that you thought, boy, if I could play like them?
Well, I guess there's probably three or four right off the bat. I don't know if you know Alvin Klein.
Nope, I don't know him.
Yeah, he's a good concertina player. He played with Gordy Prohaska for a couple of years.
Okay.
And I guess then, Ernie Koopman and Elmer Scheid and Jerry Schuft and Sil Liebel, I guess.
Oh, yes. Some great names there you're mentioning.
But, you always, you don't have 100% style exactly like they do.
No.
You always tweak it a little bit here and there, but...
Exactly.
But those were idols of mine and stuff, so...
You play by music or play by ear, George?
Well, I mostly play by music.
Okay.
I had a stroke there in 2001, and it's really funny because everything that I learned before, I can remember, but all the new tunes, you think I can remember them?
Oh, is that right?
I gotta have that dang sheet in front of me, otherwise I just can't remember them.
Okay. Very good. Very good. What are you playing for concertinas these days, George?
Well, I got a Supreme, number 2 Supreme key of C box.
Uh-huh.
Then I got a B flat Hengel, and I got an E flat Hengel, A flat Hengel. I got a Star, Pearl Queen, just whatever I feel like taking to the job, I guess.
Okay. Always make sure if one gets hot, you can put her down and pick up the next one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes it works out nice with the tune. It sounds prettier on this box or easier to sing with or whatever. Easier to play, maybe in this fingering comes out the perfect key for vocals. So, and then I think it just adds variety when you have some different sounds and stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you mentioned Clarence and Dolores. They're playing with you these days. Who else? You got Gail on drums yet? Gail Sheik?
Yes, yep.
Gail Sheik. And then Clarence and Dolores, they're kind of like, a lot of folks know Rose and Laddie Pesca. And
yep.
So they're kind of a takeoff of them, aren't they?
Clarence
plays trumpet and Dolores on the keyboard, huh?
Yes.
Wow. I'll bet that. And does Dolores sing with you then, too?
Yeah, to check stuff she does in some of the English vocals. She sings it with us.
Nice, nice. And they had a band at one time, too, didn't they?
Yeah, the Silver Memories.
That's right, yeah. I don't think they, that I know of, they didn't have CDs, but I know they had some cassettes out.
They do have some CDs, I think.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Might have to get a hold of them.
I will check for you, Si.
Okay.
You know.
Appreciate that. You bet. And make sure that you keep us in mind when that number 7 comes out there. We'll be anxious to hear that and bring that to the Central Minnesota listeners. So George, your favorite number to play, when you pick up the concertina, what would be the first number that comes out of the concertina?
Well, I guess Twilight in Bohemia is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's a pretty waltz. That is very nice. You bet.
Polka, I guess, Rainbow Valley Polka.
Oh, you're hitting at my heart there. That's two good ones. Boy, you nailed them. Rainbow Valley, that is Ray Dorshner, those guys. A lot of bands have recorded it, but boy, you go back to Ray Dorshner's recording, that is really a great number.
Yeah. They got a tough time duplicating it. But
absolutely.
And one of my favorite Dorshner recordings was the one that was live.
Oh, yeah.
The one that had the Birch with Shoddish on it.
Yep.
I don't know, the reverb in that was just, I don't know, that's my favorite recording of Ray Dorshner.
You bet. Well, over the years, you've probably seen the ballrooms decline too, George. Did you have a lot of ballrooms in your area, or do you still have a lot?
Well, we had two real close. The Park Ballroom is still going.
Okay.
And then in Northfield, the Northfield Ballroom, but I don't hear too much happening over there. And then, Owatonna, you had the Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, there was one in Bixby.
Okay.
That was out in the middle of the sticks, just like when we play at Carlock.
Okay.
Boy, that is an experience, but a fun time. But, Carver had Riverside.
Okay.
And Lakeside Majestic Ballroom, Cottage Grove.
Anything happening with Lake Marion?
Yes. Some people bought it, and they're trying to get it back going up. They're remodeling it inside and stuff, and I think Gail knows the party that bought it, if they're not even related. So
nice.
If they're related, then we got a good chance of getting in there. So
absolutely.
But too bad it's so close to Playmore, I hate to have them competing against each other, and because Merv there has been a super nice guy.
Yes, and I heard that they're planning on reopening too now after this COVID thing.
Yeah, we got a couple dates there for upcoming. Somewhere I just had them wrote down. I can't remember what the date was. One of them is September 19th, and I think the other is in July 25th.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, it'll be fun to, after a whole year off, I think people are just hungry to get out and dance and do things again. I heard that the Polka Fest up at Clarissa was very successful this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And I think I think Becky might have hers going on this weekend down in Iowa, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, so.
I think so.
So great to see that, things are, like last year we were all kind of in shock, just didn't know what was happening. But after a year of it, everybody's saying, that's enough now. Let's get back to the way things were. So
we played in La Crosse it was about 3-4 weeks ago, and that was the first dance since after this COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we had there was probably about 100 people there. And, they were just happier than heck to get out and dance again.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. All right. Well, George, we're running down on time here.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it goes by so quick. Well, you get started late, then that's the way it goes. But at any rate, I usually ask everybody about this time if they've got a special memory. And I can't remember what you've told us on the previous time. So what you got in your magic bag of tricks there for us this time? What stands out?
Well, I would just like to send out condolences to my close friend Marv Bulow. We called him Spanky. He passed away about 2 weeks ago, and I can't say enough for a good friend that he was, and all the fun times we had playing together. So I would like to, if you could play the Baby Waltz in memory of Marv, because that was one of his favorite tunes, and if you really listen close, you can hear him humming in the background.
Oh, is that right?
He had a habit of doing that, and I'm glad I didn't take it out of there because that's what I have to remember.
Special memory, you bet. For listeners that don't know who Marv was, he was a concertina player from in your area, huh?
Yes, he played with Wally Pickle for a whole number of years.
Okay, that's where we heard his name, yeah.
Before Harvey Becker did.
And, sure.
When he played some good hula-eye stuff, that was always with Spanky.
Okay.
And that was a good recording with Marv on there.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you, George. I'll take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. Like I've told you the last times, if you and I are here down the road again, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
Well, thank you, Cy, and saying hi to all the listeners up there, and look forward to seeing you guys again. And anyway, thank you, Cy, for having our band on the radio, and look forward to doing it again.
All right. Sounds good, George. You have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Okay, Cy.
There he goes, Mr. George Palma, our 383rd guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 87 degrees here in central Minnesota. Bright sunshine. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by George's Concertina Band in just moments. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 383 in that continuing series. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and our temperature reading at 87 degrees. We're going to get things going with the first selection off of George's most recent CD that he released, George's Concertina Band, Something Special, it's called. And the song is called You're Something Special. George's Concertina Band. Thank you.
say. It's no doubt it's love, all right, because I never felt this way. An angel is what you are, and now I see you're not just someone else, something special to me. Every man has a dream, and you've made mine come true. How it happened, I don't know or care. I'm just happy I found you. Wrapped in the arms of love is where I'll be for all the world to see. You're something special to me.
Beautiful selection there by George's Concertina Band. George Palma on the concertina and the vocal there, one called You're Something Special to Me. That comes off of his latest release, Volume 6. George's Concertina Band, Something Special. Right now, a pretty polka tune off of that CD, and I really like this one called The Round and Round Polka. Thank you. George's Concertina Band. Nice peppy polka tune there, one called the Round and Round Polka. Also coming off of George's Volume 6 release, a CD there. We're now at 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig. A great traveling company these days, you bet. And you'll have a great time when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. Alrighty, so Jeannie sent me a text with updated information. So let's see what she all had to say. So, she wanted me to mention the Medora Magical Memories Tour. There's just 12 spots open, but people need to call in by June 12th because Jeannie needs to finalize the tickets and lodging for this Medora event. And they extended the deadline, so June 12th. Just give Jeannie a call, and she would love to get you signed up. Should be a great time, yes. That one leaves July 14th. 14th, 15th, 16th, and you're back home on the 17th. So, yeah, sounds like the price is just $597, and you're sure to have a great time. And again, Jeannie B Tours, they're located out of Freeport, Minnesota. And also, we want to talk to you about another coming event, and that's their trip to the Ives Theater in Bloomington, Minnesota. They're going to see the tribute show, the Johnny Cash Tribute Tour, and that is The Man in Black, and that's going to be on July 21st at the Ives Theater in Bloomington. And that tour includes transportation, guide, delicious lunch, show, tickets, the show ticket, prizes, and treats on the coach, just $93, and pickups are in Sauk Center, Melrose, Freeport, Albany, Richmond, and St. Joe, and also Clearwater now, too. So call now. They're filling the second bus. And another awesome tour is going to be the 27th through the 29th. It's called Up Close and Minnesotan. 3 days up north filled with Itasca Park, narrated boat cruise, the newly opened Park Rapids Summer Hill, Farm Adventure, the Jaspers Theater Musical, at Park Rapids, the German dinner, lunch at Douglas Lounge, Lodge in Itasca Park, and the Shooting Star Casino, lodging one night in Walker, Minnesota. So it's a loaded itinerary. Give Jeannie a call. It's the sure cure for that cabinitis that we were all suffering from last year. So any rate, for more information, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number is 320-345-1581. Once again, that's Jeannie B Tours, 1-320-345-1581. You can also look for Jeannie on the web. That's www.jeanniebstours.com. You bet. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of George's Concertina Band. Nice waltz tune, one that George said he really enjoys playing, one called Twilight in Bohemia. Thank you. George's Concertina Band, yes, a pretty waltz tune there, one called The Twilight in Bohemia. We're at 29 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 87 our current temperature here in Albany. Another pretty polka, one called The Silk Umbrella Polka. George's Concertina Band and one called the Silk Umbrella Polka. We're now at 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 87 degrees here in central Minnesota. Landler time, you bet, one called the Slow and Easy Landler. Thank you. George's Concertina Band, a nice recording there of The Slow and Easy Landler. Polka time, one called the Redhead Polka. Nice. George's Concertina Band. Boy, nice tempo there. And easy to listen to, easy to dance to. George's Concertina Band, one called the Redhead Polka. Coming up on 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 88 now our temperature here in Albany. In the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yes, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. Yes, Kevin showed me that the last time I was there. He's got that nice banner hanging in the showroom there. Shows that the Hustlers, when they were founded and started. And yeah, they are the original zero-turn. And the Hustler, well, that he helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has new models in stock. A nice lineup of mowers there. Also, attachments, baggers, and other attachments available through Kevin. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. Yes, he can fix old Bessie up there and sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses and lubricants. And if old Bessie's getting a little tired, well, he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. So check those out. Kevin's got a nice place there, a nice yard, so you can zoom around there, try those new Hustlers out. And, well, I don't think Kevin will mind if you cut his whole lawn for him. No, not at all. He's a busy guy. Yes, doing all the farming, putting in the crops, and, of course, baling hay and all that that goes with the family farm. So Kevin does a good job of it. Now, Kevin accepts trades, so stop on by and see what Kevin can do for you today. Always give him a call before you come to make sure he's there. 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Also want to mention that Kevin has now taken on the Eagle Power equipment line, and that's battery-powered equipment. So there's a self-propelled lawnmower, a chainsaw. There's a couple of blowers, a portable blower, and a backpack blower, hedge trimmer. And I happen to get that power head comes with four different attachments. So, yeah, we've tried it out, and we are super happy with it. It's a nice, nice machine. Makes weed eating and trimming so, so nice. So check that out over at Kevin's. Yes, 56-volt lithium power. And, yeah, I ran it for several hours the other day and didn't nearly get done trimming, but that battery was still going. That trimmer was still working. So, yeah, check it out. They're powerful pieces of equipment, and Kevin would be happy to demonstrate them, show them to you when you stop on out there. Kevin's Countryside, again, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Just look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from that big post in the ditch there. Tells you it's Kevin's Countryside on the west side of the road, County Road 3. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with George's Concertina Band. Nice modern two-step type number, one called Please Release Me. George's Concertina Band, Please Release Me. Right now it's polka time, the Barbara Polka. ¶¶
Već na posvicenji, na posvicenji, a na posvicenji. Potkal se tam hezkou holku, líbila se mi. Ona byla celá bílá, ona se mi líbila. Ona byla celá bílá, ona se mi líbila. Ba, roztomila, ba, ruško.
George's Concertina Band and one called the Barbara Polka. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 88 degrees here in central Minnesota. One of my listeners just informing me that George's Concertina Band is going to be up at Otter Tail on September 11th. Yes, 1 to 8. I'll be playing also with Jerry and Joyce on that day. It's a two-day event. On Friday the 10th, it's going to be Leon Olson and Nate Fredrickson alternating. So mark your calendars for that, September 10th and 11th. Big Polka Fest up there at Otter Tail, and George's Concertina Band will be there on September 11th. So appreciate that update, that information. Right now, here's the one that George asked me to play and dedicate it to the memory of Marv Bula that passed away. Marv, of course, a great concertina player in so many years with Wally Pickle, and it's one called the Baby Waltz. Thank you. George's Concertina Band, one called the Baby Waltz, and again, dedicating that one to the memory of Marv Bula, who also played concertina for Wally Pickle for a good number of years, passing away just a couple of weeks ago. And if you listen close there in the recording, you could hear Marv humming along. We're at 8 minutes now before the hour 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 88 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another nice polka tune, one called the Arise My Darling Polka. Rise My Darling Polka, George's Concertina Band. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's a nice Landler tune, one called The Premium Landler, George's Concertina Band. Thank you. George's Concertina Band, nice number there, one called the Premium Landler. And yes, George, proof that you don't have to be a youngster to get started and be successful on that concertina. George telling us what the first started in at 26, 27 years of age, picked up the concertina and developed into a very, very good concertina player. So, yeah, fun to listen to, fun to dance to. Going to close things up here with one called, a nice two-step number, one called Talk Back Trembling Lips. George's Concertina Band.
Talk back trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know she's getting through to you. Talk back trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking into. A battle royal. Dear, it seems that fighting is all we do. But if I let you know how much I love you, you'll do things to me you shouldn't do. Talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Every time you whop and hurt my feelings, I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all my emotions behind my broken heart, I guess. Talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two.
George's Concertina Band, Talk Back Trembling Lips, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on a minute past the hour, 1 o'clock, 88, our current temperature here in Albany.